Hello, Meg Dalman, and the never-ending sort of shit trip from most for all these fucking retarded females. The vet was closed, and so you know they said, "Oh, I'll ring through to this number, press one to get be diverted to this emergency sort of vet type service," you know. And the first chick I talked to, she was pretty all right, you know. But halfway during the call, this woman rings me back from the same service, claiming that she was calling me on the basis of having a missed call on their database, you know. And I was actually... there was no missed call. I was actually in the middle of the call, you know. And, you know, another fucking spastic feminist, you know. How can you be sort of claiming it's a missed call when you're actually in the call and then she rings me back during the call when I'm talking to someone else there, you know? Fuck, you know. Oh, and so, you know, I say a number of things, and this bitch keeps recycling everything that I've already told her, you know, because anything I'm saying to her is just going in one ear and out the other, and 5 minutes later there's another question going da-da-da-da-da, you know. And she just constantly fucking interrupts, and constantly changes tack, and constantly does this, and constantly does that. And so I pull her up on it, saying, look, you know, of course I load it with, you know, the feminists are idiots type fucking ammunition, you know. Pump, get my fucking licks in with that, you know. You know. Oh, I'm only trying to help. You know. And, you know, the fucking smarmy, just insane shit from this bitch, you know. So what I just said, you know, I'm tired of fucking listening to your shit, fuck off, you know. And then not 30 seconds later, the feminist manager rings me up. And she goes, oh, hello, I'm so-and-so, I'm the manager of the fucking... And I said, look, I don't give a fuck, piss off, you know. That means I, you know, and hung up, you know. That means I'm ending the call and your calls are no longer welcome, you know. This feminist fucking bitch wants to read me the riot act for putting the bloody bimbo, telling the bloody crazy fucking bimbo to fuck off, you know. And, you know, so after I've told the manager to fuck off, oh, I'm one of the managers here, you know, after I've told her to fucking piss off, he calls me back four more fucking times to make me answer my phone and talk to her, and I just put the phone on fucking block, you know. So, you know, anything that's got women in it is basically just shit, you know, and nothing but fucking trouble. Anything that's got women in it that are full of the feminist bullshit, you know, to cover up for that, oh, I'm fucking, you have to listen to me, because I'm woman. Hear me roar. I am too fucking stupid to ignore. Anything that's full of feminists is a shithole, you know? Tell them to fuck off, so I don't listen to feminists and their bullshit, so you can just fuck right off. Yeah. It's not a good idea to sort of keep him outside much, but yeah, that seems to have kicked it back in, as well as running out of the amoxicillin, you know.
Yeah. So as I said, it's not life threatening, so it's probably something that would be okay to wait until tomorrow.
And I also get the feeling that I've got somebody bringing me back. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Hello. I was just on the phone to you then.
Oh, okay. No worries. Someone else must have got back to you. All good. Sorry to bother you again.
Okay. It's a simple mistake.
All right. Did your issue get sorted with your pet, though? It was all sorted?
Yeah. Oh, it's just sort of, it's partly the distance sort of thing, but like I think the cat's come back from the vet's place after getting sort of a really bad infection in his leg and stuff, and that's okay. He got sort of healed from that, but thing is, I think the cat flu that he's picked up there has. I think that's a viral type issue, and I think the amoxicillin was for the secondary sort of infections and shit. And and I get the feeling, because of the sort of very sort of slow rate of response, that the secondary infections are sort of amoxicillin resistant type bacteria, you know?
Yeah, okay. And what did we sort for you? On your last call,
What did I sort out with you guys? That I think he was improving a bit, but he went out last night when I went out to do some stuff, and I don't think that's helped. We've had some really hot days, and last night was a cold night, you know, late at night. The temperature really dropped quickly. And, it's only going to be 32 degrees today instead of like 40 something, you know.
Oh, wow. And,
So I think just keep him out of the cold night air might be the best bet for now.
Yeah. Okay. And what clinic is it that you were trying to call through to previously, or when they'll be open tomorrow? Do you have a follow up appointment with them?
No, I was just trying to get hold of them because they said, look, if he's not cleared up by the time the amoxicillin runs out, give us a ring back. And he was just outside coughing his guts up then, you know.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I can check for you
let's not go fishing for endless details. It was a generally productive call, but, I tend to know a lot of medical stuff, you know. So, I was sort of calling the shots, so to speak. So, yeah, let's find out what can we to get, a second script for, say, something that's different to amoxicillin, if everything seems to be resistant to amoxicillin, you know?
Yeah, so they are actually closed. I won't be able to sort out a prescription of any type for you, unfortunately.
Well, let's not go on for 5 minutes of, yes, well, they're closed, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. When are they going to be open, and how can they be contacted during their, when does the period of closure end?
Yeah, I'll look on their website for you. No, we presume they're going to be back open when these public holidays end, which would be tomorrow. But just on from what I can see, they potentially going to be closed up. So I think they're going to be reopening tomorrow. The information they've given us doesn't actually provide when they're actually going to be open again. I'm trying to see what their website says for the hours that they are open. And you've finished the medication then for your cat?
Let's just focus on the one thing at the moment, thanks.
Okay, look, I am trying to help you out as best I can.
You're just going in circles and you're asking me to repeat myself, and I really don't like, your tone of voice.
Well, I'm doing my best to look for you, and I'm sorry if you...
You just talk endlessly, you just go blah, 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 blah. You know, it seems to be a condition amongst feminists that they just can't stick to the point, you know?
Yeah, Okay, look, I'm not going to continue this call. I've tried my very best to help you out.
You are a pain in the ass, and it's really bad dealing with you. So, you know, fuck
okay.
off.
Hello?
Hi.
My name is
Major from
the After Hours.
I don't really give a fuck. Now, piss off.